بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وآله وصحبه وسلم. أسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم
السلام. I'd like to welcome you all back to our classes in the pronunciation or the makharij of the letters, inshaAllah ta'ala. Today we're continuing in the section on the letters of the tip of the tongue, inshaAllah ta'ala, and we'll be beginning a new letter, the letter Tha. The letter Tha. Yeah. The letter Tha is pronounced from the tip of the tongue and placing it below the top front teeth. Placing the tongue below the top front teeth and using the front teeth to touch the tip of the tongue. If the letter Tha, it's often times pronounced incorrectly. It's one of the most mistaken letters. Perhaps if you had the top five letters that are mistaken, the letter Tha would be either number one or number two. And so inshallah today we'll learn the correct pronunciation of the letter Tha, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The letter Tha is a letter of thinness. It's pronounced what they call muraqqaq. In Arabic, muraqqaq means thin. And so it has a sound like an A sound when we pronounce it, and the sides of the mouth are far apart when we pronounce it. The thick letters have an O sound, but the Tha is thin, so it has an A sound. The characteristics of the Tha are actually five. Every letter in the Arabic language, it has five characteristics that have opposites. It's either thick or thin, it's either strong or weak. We've been going over some of these characteristics. So the Tha, it has the humps, which means the air flowing out when you pronounce it. It has the rikhwat, which means the softness. That means it's not shidda, it's not strong, it comes out slowly, and the sound continues and does not stop sharply. Number three, it has what is called istifal, which means thinness, which means you keep the sides of the mouth apart, not thick, like the letters of thickness. It's a thin letter, a letter of thinness. Number four is infitah, you keep the tongue down from the roof of the mouth, not like ta and la, where it's very, very strong, but the tongue is down, tha. That is very thin and the tongue is down. And the last one is ismat. Ismat is that it doesn't come from the front part of the mouth. It comes from the front part of the mouth. The ismat. It's not of the super Arabic letters. So inshallah these characteristics we'll cover in the future. You don't have to memorize all of them right now, inshallah. So it's very important to learn the tha correctly, because it will change the meaning completely of many different words in the Quran. So we should guard its characteristics and make sure we pronounce it thin. Here are some examples of the tha, where it's commonly made thick. We see the word here, first one, is where these cases where it should be thin, even if there's a thick letter before it or after it. Make sure it's thin. For example, in the word as, خنتموهم. أثخنتموهم. Not أثخنتموهم. أثخنتموهم. See how the tha is thin? أث. Not أث. أث means making it thick. أث. أثخنتموهم. The tha is thin. We have another example. إن يثقفوكم. These are two words from the Quran. إِنْ يَثْقَفُوكُمْ. See, the qaf is thick. The tha is thin. إِنْ يَثْ. Not يَثْ. يَثْقَفُوكُمْ. This is one of the... When you have a word that has thick and thin letters in it, you have to pay more attention to try to get the pronunciation more correct. More ajr, inshallah. You see, these words here have more effort to pronounce. Inshallah, you have more reward to pronounce it correctly, inshallah. The tha is also has to be pronounced clearly when there's other letters close by. This is another common place where we have difficulty with the tha. For example, labista, labista, labista. The tha is separate from the ta. And the next ayah, uristumuha, uristumuha. See, the ta is close by, uristumuha. And finally, guard it when there's many thas or they're repeated. In the verse, thalithu thalatha, thalithu thalatha, not thalithu thalatha, thalithu thalatha. Right? How many thas do we have? We have three, four thas actually. Subhanallah.
So
we
pronounce like thalatha.
Yes.
It's the mixed sound of tha and ta. It's like thalatha.
Thalatha.
Thalatha. Thalatha.
Yes. That's pronounced in some accents, in some Arab dialects.
Yeah,
they say
it's
talata.
Like talata.
Yeah, if you go to some Arab countries,
yeah,
they say talata or salasa.
Yeah.
But the correct pronunciation is thalatha.
Thalatha.
Yeah, it changes the meaning completely. If you say thuluth, and that means one third. If you say sulus, it means something that flows. Sulus means flowing out. So changes the meaning completely. No. So thalithu thalatha. I think I know in some Arab countries they say talata, right, with the ta.
Yeah.
So that's also changed. It's not correct pronunciation. Thalithu thalatha. And then the sixth ayah, haythu thaqiftumuhum. Haythu thaqiftumuhum. See the two thas? Haythu thaqiftumuhum. So then you have the two thas in a row. So make sure we pronounce the tha from putting the tongue out and putting the teeth on top of it. If you keep the tongue inside, behind the teeth, what happens? It becomes sa. It becomes like the seam. So it has to go out and the tongue, the teeth touch it. Inshallah ta'ala. Pronounce it clearly without tha, so that it is not pronounced like the seam. Make sure you guard its emission point correctly. The total number of tha in the Noble Quran is 1,414. Here are some more examples of the tha. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. And the last one, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ. تَكَاثُرُ. تَكَاثُرُ would mean the breaking of something. كَسَر in Arabic means to break. Kathura means to be a lot. You know, kathir, when you say kathir, it means a lot. Kathir means to break something, or to make it, to break something down. So it would change the meaning here. Okay, so al-hakum at-takathur, this is an also another example. Al-hakum at-takathur. Inshallah. You want to read? You can read it. What's that? We're ready, inshallah. Okay, inshallah. Are there any questions on the thought? Anybody have any questions?
Uthman,
yes, that's a good example. I have a good friend, he lives in Killeen. Every time anybody asks him what's your name, he says Osman.
Yeah.
Osman, right? Uthman. So his name actually is Uthman. Uthman.
From where?
You can read the first ayahs if you like.
Okay.
Sure. Would be there. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Okay, go ahead.
أثقلتموهم.
Good, yes.
أن يثقفوكم.
Very good.
لبثت. أورثتموها.
Yes.
ثالثو ثلاثة.
Yes.
حيثو ثقفتموهم.
ثقفتموهم.
حيث tha is to move.
Okay, that's good, inshallah. Is that good?
Regular.
And I reward you, brother, for staying.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Yes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره.
يره.
شرا يره.
Yes, the ya is the yara.
Yara.
Alhaakum
al-takasur.
Takasur.
Takasur.
Try to keep the tongue out a little bit more. Takasur.
Takasur.
Yes.
Asqantumuhum. إن يثقفوكم
إن يثقفوكم
إن يثقفوكم لبست
still a little bit of seam. If you can put the tongue a little bit more with the teeth, that
لبست
yes
أورثتموها
أورث
أورثتموها ثالث ثلاثة حيث سق حيث سقفت
سقفتموهم
حيث سقفتموهم.
Looks like you're struggling with the sound a little
yeah.
bit. Shall we read this, get these ayahs 5-6 times and we'll change. Yes. Brother Hassan is sleeping today, huh? Hassan is sleeping in?
No, he's getting ready.
Oh, I see.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى.
مِثْقَالَ.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. ألهاكم التكاثر
تكاثر
تكاثر أثقلتموهم إن يثقفوكم
يثقفوكم
إن يثقفوكم
yes. Very good.
لبست أورثتموها ثالث ثلاثة حيث ثقفتموهم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. ذرة شرا يره. ألهاكم التكاثر
تكاثر
تكاثر أثقلتموهم إن يثقفوكم
يثقفوكم
إن يثقفوكم لبست أورثتموها ثالث ثلاثة حيث ثقفتموهم
حيث
ثقفتموهم
ثقفتموهم
ثقفتموهم.
Yes, that's very good.
ومن يعمل
ومن يعمل
ومن يعمل مثقال
مثقال
مثقال ذرة شرا شرا يرى
يرى
يرى. ألهاكم التكاثر
تكاثر
تكاثر تكاثر أدخلتموهم إن يكفوكم لبثت أورثتموها ثلاثة
Very good, inshallah. Does that come up? The bad is the tough side. Yes, we know that.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ
شَرًّا شَرًّا
ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا
يَرَى
أَلْحَاكُمُ التكاثر أسخنتموهم إيثقفوكم لبست
أورثتموها
حيث سقفتموهم ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره ألحاكم التكاثر
أثخنتموهم
إن يثقفوكم لبثت أورثتموها
جزاكم الله خيرا. Any questions about that?
So that actually that was in Urdu the speaking people they use that tha, but they pronounce it as sa. Like misal. So when we write, you know, we write the sa, but when
pronounce it as sa.
It's pronounced
as a theme all the time.
All the Urdu speaking, you see that the misal, they say like
misal.
They write sa, but they speak sa.
Subhanallah.
And as far as Umm Kulthum,
Kulthum.
So I heard that in some Arab peoples, they say Kulthum.
Yes.
They say Kulthum.
The Quran, you know, even in the slang Arabic language, they say that sometimes Kulthum.
Yes.
Kulthum. This is a little bit more effort to pronounce with that. Seen is more easier on the tongue than the tha. But in the Quran, we have to pronounce it correctly according to change our self pronunciation the way we are used to it, to the correct, you know, noble pronunciation. So that's common, one of the common mistakes.
Inshallah.
جزاكم الله خير. تفسير القرآن العظيم صلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله.